Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, welcome everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We are the vibe of Thrive.
Wait, are you making animal sounds? Because we've got onlookers, so it looks like we're like in a zoo or something.
Oh, do
like,
we have an
onlooker? Yeah, I know, right?
It's kind of that a voyeur? Oh, no, wait.
Oh,
no, that's...
Whoa,
oh,
no.
We don't
do that here.
No. That's not the right thing.
From. Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's great.
Do you think so?
I should just run up to the mirror.
Do we know
like,
who they are?
I think they're a
turn the camera
prospective
on them.
Buyers
Can you turn the
for the station. I am unable to touch that.
Buyers for the station.
Buyers for the station.
Who's
purchasers.
Buying the station?
Potential purchasers.
For the station?
For other shows, Pat.
I was going to say, if you're going to buy the station, can you lend me a few bucks?
I know, right?
I know.
I need some new shoes.
There we go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by Sue Storm, the angel lady. He's
Hi.
In the house. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just great. So glad to be back.
It's glad to be back. So today, do we have a hot topic for today?
I hadn't given it much thought. Let's see. What should we do? Well, what feels right to you today?
Is there an angel of unstuckness?
Okay, that's
is there,
it. I'm
is there an angel
that.
Of
okay.
unstuckness? I'm just kind of curious. Like, is it... You know,
well, let's put it this way. Christopher is the angel of opportunity, and if you're stuck, you have no opportunity.
No kidding. It's really true. If you're stuck, you might not have much of anything going on. But we are here today because there is a need to be here. So, Sue, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners? We have a brand new syndication in place, and so we want to make sure everybody knows who you are, what you do, and what's going to happen during today's show.
Okay. Well, I'm the angel lady. I had a near-death experience as a child, and from that time I've been able to hear, see, and feel angels. I'm the author of two books, Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. I'm really good at helping people get unstuck, which is what I guess we're going to talk about today, and find the opportunities in their life. And I'm also in the process of writing a third book, which will be out in 2010 and is on the subject of prosperity.
So today we're going to be taking people's calls, and we have a toll-free number. And, you know, most people say we do angel readings. This is much more than that. For those people listening, did you know you actually have your own personal angels? Well, Sue Storm has given them names and can talk with you about who they might be. So if you want to connect with us, you have a question for Sue, feeling a little stuck or not feeling stuck, but want something different, give us a shout at our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. So get us all caught up to date about what's going on with you. And we were so sorry to hear about your dad.
Thank you. he was such a wonderful man, and his passing really stops an era. It's been something, I don't know what to say. It just changes things dramatically. In any event, I'm busy. I'm working on finishing the book on prosperity. I'm leaving to go to Florida in a little bit, and just really excited about next year. I have such good feelings about what's going to happen next year for me, for everyone. I feel like there's a shift. I don't know if you would, but that's why getting unstuck right. is a good subject for today. There's a shift coming.
There's a shift, and actually I don't really see it for next year. I'm seeing it for the next 6 months. And, you know, I don't know if you feel the same thing, but... It's energetically, it is as if things have already changed. I think next year, as you say, if I were to understand, you know, what you're saying is, that's going to be the year of expectation, like it's here.
Remember when we were talking about things spiraling up?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a year that everyone's going to spiral up. It just feels like, okay, we've been down, now maybe we're plateauing, but boy, it's time to move up.
It is. It's time to really crank it up here. For those of you, we're taking your calls. The phones are ringing. We've got a bunch of lines here, though, so we can put you in the queue. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you've never gotten your angels from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we are going to connect you so that that happens. If you have a comment, if you have a question, if you are feeling unstuck, whatever that might be, we'll be able to help you do that. That number is toll free on all of the stations being listened to right now. 1-800-930-2819. And Sue, while we're waiting for the calls and, Benny's just pushing those buttons. Let's talk about the shift for a minute, because how can you or how can I or how can we be sensing such a shift when people around us pretty much said, get saddled in for the gloom and doom?
It only takes one. It takes one positive thought, one energetic person, one vibrational frequency. It starts with one. So just look at where things are moving. I mean, honestly, maybe it's intuitive for those of us who understand. But it's a rise, a shift, a movement up. I mean, I can see it. My angels are clapping. They like it. They like that idea.
Well, it is a movement up, and you know,
Pat, just a minute. They're telling me it's as if you're on a ladder, and you're just moving up step by step by step, and that's what's happening.
You know, what have you noticed in your own life? We kind of talked about the book, but I don't think our listeners have a complete sense of what that book really means.
Well, to me, it means an international exposure and bringing everyone closer to their angels, connecting them with their angels. That's what's so exciting. And having a nationally known publisher is phenomenal, and I can't wait to get that out there so everyone can read about right. How the angels can make their lives better.
Well, and the other part of this that I want to say is what you are talking about is a demonstration of how your dream could be realized despite whatever anybody's saying. I mean, this
That's
is a
true.
Publisher that came to you in one of the worst times in our history.
Right. And said, we want that book. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. And when everyone else is saying, oh, it can't happen, oh, it won't happen, this is the time it happened for me. So, yes, it's moving.
Right. And we went through all of the so-called great economic times where you weren't getting that response.
True.
So
True.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Well, and what it is, though, and maybe this is the angels at work. Right now, we need prosperity. We need their help. We need their information. So this is the perfect time to have people listen. People don't listen too well when things are good. They have all the money they want. They have everything they want. They have the love they want. They don't listen too well. Angels have figured that out. So it's a good time to come out when they look up and say, hey, what's going on?
Exactly. Well, I got to tell you what's going on. We've got phone lines that are doing quite nicely. We're going to continue to take your call throughout the show. You know, Sue, you've been on this show since day one, and
Correct.
Now you're with us as the show continues to grow. And we have another plan very shortly to let people know about what we're doing. I think the same is for you. Once people know that there are resources like what we're talking about, connect with you directly, it is a way for them to plug in, and they do plug in. So
this is what I tell people. To me, and we talked about this maybe once, confusion causes craziness. So if you're confused, you don't know what to do, you can't think about it, you work on it, you think about it, you spend time on it, call me. I can give you that answer. I can do it quickly. All I have to do is connect with the angels. I've got the answers. And so I'm a wonderful resource.
I know you are. We've got some callers. Benny, what should we do?
Well, what I would like to do, let's take Kathleen from Seattle to start things off.
Hi, Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen, you got to turn off your radio.
Kathleen.
Hi, I'm
there
here.
There you are. All right.
Hi, Pat. Hi, Sue.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm so glad that I caught you. I've been wanting to know about my angels and what messages that they have for me today and what's coming up for me.
Cool. We can help you here.
Okay. Well, the first one I hear is Rachel. Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and she works with uplifting messages. And again, that's what we're talking about, uplifting. And Caroline, the angel of positive thinking, that's desirable outcomes. Your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. What they're telling you is open up your eyes. I see a little child with eyes wide open. Look around you because there's more things in your future than you have thought about. New things, just like new little flowers are growing in your garden. So be aware of everything that's happening.
Is there anything about partnership or romance coming for me?
Well, I'm going to give you the angel of attraction. That's Tarina, the angel of soulmates and romance. And they say yes.
Wow.
They show me a little girl smiling now, so I hear yes.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow. So, Kathleen, that's a yes, like with capital Y-E-S.
And you know what else I heard? I heard tall, dark, and handsome.
Oh.
Unfortunately, I didn't hear rich, but that's okay.
And sorry, Kathleen, I'm not available either. So
I was just looking at him. Kathleen, thank you so much for joining here. Thank you. I hope you were able to help. I know we were able to help. Let's take a shorty when we come back. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We've got Ann, Ron, and Yvonne on the phones waiting, but we have a line open. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
My darling dear, love you all the time.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at inmyfuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Someday I'll be the vision of your happiness. Oh, oh, earth angel, earth angel. Please be mine, my darling dear. Love you all the time. I'm just a fool.
A fool in love with you. Oh, oh. Oh my gosh. Oh, no.
No, no crying on the air. No crying. Okay, okay, okay.
I feel for you. Oh, boy. I hope we didn't lose any listeners with that one.
Or our guest host.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by We Are the Vibe of Thrive. If you want to find out more about us, go to the old website, www.thedrpatshow.com. It's a really good thing that, you know, like radio people don't listen to me. They listen to the way I do the show and they think, oh my God, she has to like learn radio for, what is that? Radio formatics or some ridiculous
what?
Word.
Radio,
yeah.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, like how radio should be done?
Yeah. Like welcome to the, you
or
know, like
some protocol
like that. Yeah. Forget it. We're here with the angel.
But it's
lady.
Not by the book, everybody. Stop by the book.
It's not by the book, everybody.
We go outside the book, everybody.
We're outside of the book.
We write our own book.
We do. We go to the angels. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the angel lady, is joining us here today. Sue, let's give your website for folks, and then we need to hit the phones.
Okay. Website is www.theangellady.net, and 800 number for everything you want, books, consultations, whatever, talk to me in person, 800-323-1790.
Okay. We're ready.
Perfecto Mundo, Ron from Sammamish is now calling in. Ron, welcome to the show.
Ron.
Good morning and a happy sunny Sunday or Monday, whatever day it is.
Try
Thursday.
I got to tell you, Ron, I want to be where you are, honey.
To me, they all feel the same.
What's he smoking?
I want it.
That's it. Confusion, isn't it?
No, I love it. I love it when you're so in the present that you don't really know. That's so cool. I want to be you. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm stuck a little bit, and I'm trying to move forward and open to my angels and asking for them to show me the way. And
okay.
Okay. Well, let's start with the names of your angels. You've never had them, right? I've never given them to you?
Correct.
Okay. So Joseph, the angel of joy, is the first one. And are you into technology at all?
Yes.
Okay, because Raymond, the angel of technology, is with you, and that's the one that's going to help you get the next job, if that's part of what you're stuck on. And Michael is the top archangel, guidance and protection. Give me a little idea of what area you need help in.
Well, I'm trying to promote this business that I've been in for a few months, and I'm beginning to get passionate about it. And getting negative feedback. You know, I'm not breaking through to the customer for some reason. They're not seeing
okay,
the help.
Okay, I already have a message. Gabriel is the angel of communication, and it feels like, well, you know what? We're going to do this. Why don't we give you like a little gift certificate where you can call me and I'll give you a little pep talk. I'll tell you what to do. Give you some messages from the angels. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Okay. So 800-323-1790. Because they're talking to me. So everybody's talking to me at once, giving me ideas. So let's just say Gabriel is the one for you, and I'll give you more specifics later.
Okay, I'll call you later this afternoon.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank
all
you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.
Bye.
You bet. I'm right there with you. Yeah, let's, we're helping people get a little unstuck. We're going to get to everybody here today. So just bear with us. We're bearing it. That was Ron, you know, just kicking off. And so, you know, Sue, part of this is truly getting unstuck. And another part of this is knowing that you're even stuck. I don't know about you. There are times in my life where I didn't really know. Didn't know like I was stuck, but things weren't going according to plan. So we're helping all of you out there today on the Dr. Pat Show. 1-800-930-2819. Benny, it's all up to you.
All right, let's go out to Detroit, Michigan. We've got Yvonne calling in. Yvonne.
Hi.
How are you, Yvonne? Welcome to the show.
How's everybody?
We're doing pretty good. Hey, have you gotten your angels yet from Sue?
No, I haven't.
Would you like them?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay.
Okay, the first one I hear is Loretta, and she's the angel of new enterprise. So something new is coming into your life, you know, what we're talking about being unstuck, but something new is coming in.
Yeah.
And the next one is the angel of compassion, they tell me. Florence is the angel of compassion, and she says you're a very understanding and kind woman. And your archangel is Raphael. Now, that's interesting because Raphael is compassion, too. What do you do? Anything in social work or something like that?
Well, I work I'm a president of a union. I have to deal with a local union.
Ah, okay. So you hear everything.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, they say you're very qualified for your job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Yvonne, how are things going for you? Do you have an additional question for Sue?
Yeah, you know, I did want to ask you a question about, okay. I dream every time I go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I dream so much about people that I don't know, I've never seen before, but they're so vivid, and I just don't understand it, and I was wondering if maybe my angels were trying to tell me something there.
The first thing I'm hearing is that that's how, I heard God, actually. That's how God and the angels speak to you. They speak to you in your dreams.
Okay.
So I would keep a pad of paper by the bed, and I would write down what you get and see what's happening.
Okay.
Okay,
I'll do that.
Could
I have your phone number again? Maybe I can call
you. Sure, it's 800-323-1790.
Wow. Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey,
okay,
Yvonne,
welcome.
Thank you for listening to the show. You know, we're new in your area, so thank you so much.
All right, bye.
All right, bye, everybody. Wow, we still have more folks, Benny, and we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. Yep, are you feeling the sticky glue on your life? Are you feeling that super stuff? Do you want to get rid of it? We're going to help you today. All right, Benny.
Anne from Covington.
Anne.
Hi.
Anne, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm good. Good to hear from you.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
And hi, Sue. I was wondering if you could tell me about my angels and what messages they might have for me.
Okay. The first one I hear from you is Ruth, who's the angel of divine justice. Is there something going on in your life that you need some justice for?
Yes. Not that I can think of.
Okay. Mm. Well, she's one to remember. If things don't feel right and there's something that doesn't work well for anyone listening, too, she's the angel of divine justice. That's Ruth.
Okay.
And your prosperity angel, this is your money angel, is Katrina. She's the angel of money, health, and happiness. Yay, that's a good one.
All right.
And first money angel today. And your archangel is also a money angel. That's Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. That's the angel of prosperity. So you have two prosperity angels. So let's talk to you. How are you doing in that area? You're doing okay?
Financially doing okay. I have some money lessons that I am learning.
Talk to those angels because obviously they're right behind you. You feel like you're been on a tight rope, but you're not anymore.
Okay.
Are you good with that, Anne, or not? I don't feel like you're good with that, Anne. Come on,
okay,
that's not a good with that. Tell me what's going on.
Oh, I haven't been very good with money and have been able to rack up quite a bit of credit card debt and am giving up a lot. I've had a lot of issues that I've been giving up and kind of letting my husband in more, who's very good with money, but I'm still having a lot of trouble letting go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sense with that. You know, the first thing I want to say to you is that, you know, part of this is for you looking at the past as the past around whatever you think whatever your relationship with money was, and to draw a very healthy line in the sand about this was and then and this is and now. And it's not like you're going to be moving from, you know, perhaps this all of a sudden this is the way I was and this is the way I am now because everybody wants me to be like that. It's a process and a journey.
Right.
The first thing, though, that you absolutely must do is forgive yourself for whatever it is you think you did wrong with money, because I can feel it. you know what I mean, Ann?
I do.
Yeah, you really do need to let go of that. It's not a reflection of who you are. Your credit cards have nothing to do with your life and your light. And right now you're in a fabulous opportunity to sort of let go and release all of that. But none of it will go away if you look in the mirror and you see shame and you feel shame.
Makes sense.
It does. And, you know, we're going to support you along the way with that, because it's huge for you to come on and even ask this question. I mean, you don't know how many people that are listening to the show that are in the same place you are right now. You actually have become a spokesperson for them by calling in, whether you know it or not. You have become a spokesperson for the people right now across the country that are listening to the show that are thinking, if I would have only done that better. Well, we're all on a divine path. And so, as my friend Mary Manning Morrissey would say, it's not good. And it's not bad. It just is. I hope that helps.
It does, definitely.
And you have so many prosperity angels. Just smile, because they're all ready to help you. They're charged.
Yeah, they really are. And thank you.
That's a cute word, charged.
They're charged. And thank you.
That's what got you in trouble to begin with, right?
Thank you, Anne. Thank you for tuning in. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to take the rest of the calls. We'll be right back.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of 1. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com. Secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfcoGreen.com. That's P-E-R-F, go green.
Bellagenza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bellagenza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit Bellagenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's Belegenza.com. BELEGENZA.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more about me and the Dr. Pat Show, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com, or to even make it easier, go to drpatlive.com. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, you could get a hold of her through theangellady.net, and she's joining us here today. Sue, we have got the lines packed. How about we go take some callers?
That sounds wonderful.
Cool. We'll take Joanne now from Seattle.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, Sue. Nice to have you there. I'm wondering if you can tell me about my angels, and I've ended a 5-year relationship about 3 months ago. And he's with another lady who is quite wealthy, but he's still calling, saying that he's confused and still loves me. And his body is there, and his heart's here. What do you think about that?
Don't trust where the heart is. Trust where the body is.
I think so, too.
Yeah. He might miss you and stuff like that, but you can do better. That's what the angels are saying. They're just shaking their head, you know.
Yeah.
He wants his cake and eat it, too.
That's right. He's missing out.
Good comment.
It's true, though. He thinks money was the filler, and now
right. And
now it's not. It was you the whole time that's the filler.
Yeah.
So he wants it back.
I don't know that I can, you know, the compromise he wants is 24/7, and I didn't want 24/7. That's why I asked him to move out.
Okay.
He's very insecure.
Well, and he did, but now he's trying to hurt you. His heart's still with you, but he's trying to hurt you somehow.
And then there's a new fellow named Bob that is asking me out, and I'm not in a, I guess, I don't know, I'm on hold. I'm not dating anyone at this time. I'm just kind of sifting out who I am.
It's a great idea.
I think it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah. We're all in agreement here.
Yeah, tell Bob to take a rain check.
Yeah.
That's what I've told him. I'm not ready yet.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's it. You know, Sue, did we have a few angels here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, the angel to talk to get yourself, your love life straightened out is Tarina. She's the angel of attraction and romance. And Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. So you can talk to her, too. And your first angel is Evelyn. These are your personal angels. Is Evelyn, who's the angel of manifesting. And the next one is, gosh, you got so many. You know, you're loaded with angels. Nancy, the angel of productivity, an angel that helps you get things done. And your archangel is your money angel. That's Uriel, spirituality and enlightenment and prosperity. What I'm feeling, though, I wanted to go back to when you first started talking, is I felt a heaviness in your heart. You know, if whatever you can do to loosen it up, let it up, you know, even if you just have to kind of rub your chest and just pull it out, get that heaviness out of your heart, and you'll be able to make better decisions.
Okay. Because it's created a tremendous amount of stress within me.
Yeah, right. You may want to call for a session and see if we can pinpoint what's going on and turn it around.
Okay, I have your number.
Good, perfect.
All right, thank you. Wow, who do we want to go to right now, Mr. B?
Well, first of all, I think she knows exactly, Joanne. She knows what she needs to do. She just needs to take a break, take a step back, mm-hmm. enjoy the sunshine that Seattle has been offering us this last week. Mm-hmm. Take a little time for herself, and then reevaluate the situation.
Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You heard her exactly say what she needed to do.
Yeah, and if Bob really is feeling it, he'll wait.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Bob, if you're listening and you don't want to wait,
right.
call me.
Pull the reins back a little, Bob. Whoa down that horsey.
There we go.
Okay, Lynn from
I love, it's kind of interesting because, you know, Joanne's got a lot going on here.
Yeah.
You know, but imagine this. Imagine people that just be like, oh, Joanne, we want you. And this call is really about Joanne wanting herself and creating some really cool boundaries.
Being wanted by so many must be nice.
I'm envious. Right? All right, who are we going to go to?
We'll go out to Issaquah, Washington. We have Lynn.
Lynn, can we help you today?
Hello, Dr. Pat.
Hey, how you be?
Love your show.
Thank you.
My question is quick. I am 55. My partner is 62. We've been in a long-term committed relationship for over 7 years. We love each other very much. Recently, she has been betrayed by a business venture, a rental property that has gone sour and has been destroyed by tenants and other people in her life that have seemingly used her and hurt her. My question is, as her partner, how can I help her, and how can I keep our relationship on track and together?
Is the question, how can I help my partner? The phone was kind of going in and out.
Right.
I wasn't able to hear all of that.
How can I help my partner, and how can I keep our relationship on track?
And improve the relationship?
Great.
Yes.
Yeah. Great question.
I'm going to go back to what Dr. Pat said earlier, is just be present. Listen, be there, you know, be affectionate. Whatever your intuition and your heart tells you to do at the moment, that's the best thing to do. Because they tell me you've got a good connection to the angels and you have a good sense of what to do. And
okay.
Just be present and helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have a question for you. Can I, do you mind if I chat with you for a minute, Lynn?
No, not at all.
Okay. So this is your partner having difficulty in their lives, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you're kind of not having difficulty except for what's happening.
I am trying to help her, which is, I feel like I'm scrambling what to do to help her. And actually we have gone to, she's in therapy, and I've gone with the therapist a couple sessions.
Right.
Yeah.
But she's in a lot of pain because betrayal,
yeah.
Betrayal is, wow, I could do a whole show on betrayal, and maybe I will.
Yeah.
But betrayal is one of those things where if something happens to us, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So the shift that is so important for both of you, and this, for me, this is what you can truly do. This is what you can do. The shift is for her to get through to the place where she moves all of those emotions through so that she's not in the stuckness of it. There are two different things. There's the situation where something happens, we're losing money, blah, 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 whatever that is, right? Lost my job, lost my money, you know, lost my dog. Those are the outside things. There's the other piece of how we interpret them. And that's the piece that it sounds like she's getting help with. But for you, there has to be a level that you go to hold this situation in nothing but the light.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do.
I know. And, you know, this is for me, I believe, the best way you could support her now, unless she's saying to you, I want you to help me by doing this. I want you to lend me money. I want you. You know what I'm saying, Lynn?
Yeah.
And it didn't sound like that's what she's doing.
No, that's not at all.
No.
She's just got a very broken spirit and a broken heart.
Right. And so for you, she has to find the way to mend that. And you heard me tell one of our listeners early, forgiveness is the first part of that, whether it's with money or other people. All of us right now are being called to a level of forgiveness that we've never been called to before, ever. We thought 9/11 was it, but now we're being asked to forgive banks. We're being asked to forgive bosses. We're being asked to forgive some of our churches. We're being asked to forgive. And so forgiveness doesn't mean you condone the action. It doesn't. So when I say forgiveness, it is to let whoever it is you believe to be the offender go. And you let them go. And you let them go with the spirit of acceptance in terms of their own personal journey, but not what they do. So, Lynn, what I'm trying to say for you right now is the thing that is going to be so enormously powerful is for you to hold a different perspective about what happened to her.
Okay.
So I'm probably asking you what seems to be the impossible, and you don't have to share this with her, but you do have to hold it. And that is to see not only her in perfect light with perfect action and a perfect energy around her, but the people that did this. That is going to be how you unplug from the situation and let the energy and the spirit out there help resolve it. If you're both plugged into the story of it, you're going to get more of it.
Right.
So you can be the warrior. You know, you can be the one that holds that almost invisible shield of light. Surround her with it. Surround the people that did whatever they did with it, and hold steadfast in your conviction of an amazing solution, both in her health and well-being and in the outcome. That's your challenge. And sometimes that's harder than doing anything else.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Okay. And if you need some information about how to do that, you know, just send me an email to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Okay. You've got a big job, but I know you can do it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Thanks, Lynn. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, we've got callers on the line. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, with us. We'll be right back with the show.
I just want to tell you all the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself believing that.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite. June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by Money Tree.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And so, everybody, we have got Sue Sturm, the Angel Lady, in the house. Sue, glad to have you.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Well, we've got a brand new affiliate, and Benny, you're going to explain what we're doing.
We do, and it's really cool. We have psychic radio in Detroit and Boston areas, WYCD at 99.5 and 98.5 WBMX, and they also have HD3 settings as well as here in KKNW at 98.9 HD3. But this is cool. They have something set up on their website where you can instant message or provide station feedback for us and vice versa.
And we have CRN. So we have got people that are listening and watching this show.
Yep, all over.
From cable television. So all of you, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yep.
Benny, you're the man.
All right, well, we've got a couple callers here that actually wrote in their messages. So Sue, let's see if we can go and give them their angels. Jenny from Long Island, New York would like her angels, and that's pretty much all she wanted to write in about.
Okay, that's fine. Well, the first one is Evelyn, the angel of manifesting. And then she has Eileen, the angel of happiness, and her archangel is Michael, guidance and protection.
Fantastic.
But they do have a message for her. They have a message that to smile. They say she has just an absolutely beautiful smile, and she should smile more.
I can see one right now from ear to ear. Yeah, from ear to ear.
I could see that, too. From ear to ear.
Is that good.
And did we say the location?
Yeah, that was Long Island, New York. Jenny.
Jenny from Long Island, fellow New Yorker. Should I say Long Island? Because that's the way I grew up saying it. Thank you, Jenny. I hope this helped. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep, and we got one more. Lynn from Sacramento, California. She says, good afternoon, Dr. Pat and guest. That would be you, Sue Storm. I would like to know the name of my angels. And she was born able to see a sense of death when it was near someone and to communicate with animals. So she first would like her angels and maybe can get a little bit of a buzz around that question.
Okay. The angels, Rebecca, the angel of self-confidence. I don't think she comes on the comes up very often on this show.
No, no.
And I don't know if we've heard her at all. And then Kevin, the angel of friendship, and archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. Will you give me the question one more time, Benny?
Yeah, sorry about that. She, let's see here, was born able to have a sense of death or sense it was near, or near someone, and then was able to communicate with animals. She's able to do that.
And is there something she wanted to know specifically about that?
Let me see here. Telling us that information. She provided her birth information and so forth like that. But.
Okay. What I get, what the angels are saying to her is... She came in to life with extrasensory perception. I mean, she came in with all kinds of sensory, input that other people don't have. And just to use that it's part of her life's purpose.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome. Cool.
Wow, we are busy here at the Dr. Pat
That's
Show.
That's right. So thanks to Jenny and Lynn. Lynn was from Sacramento, California. And also those instant feedback information where you can go to is psychiconair.com. It's a website, too, for more information.
So everybody, if you're not getting to us through the phones, give us that website again.
Psychiconair.com.
Very cool.
Cool.
Very cool.
All right, let's bring on Aaron now from the local area from Seattle.
Benny is so the man today. Wow.
Isn't he?
He is. Aaron, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Dr. Pat?
I know. Benny's
and
like
Benny.
The man today.
Yay! My feet are literally on fire. They're red.
So hot out.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's been drawing dollar signs with his feet.
I have been.
Yeah, exactly. How can we help you today?
I'd love to know my angels.
Okay. Oh, cool. Well, the first one is Caroline, who's the angel of positive thinking, and they tell me you're a very positive thinker. Okay. And then our top guardian angel is Serena, S-E-R-E-N-A, who is the angel of nurturing and children, and she's the top guardian angel. You have her. And your archangel is Uriel, same as Pat, Dr. Pat, and Uriel is prosperity.
Good.
So you have a money angel and the best guardian angel. You're loaded with good luck, I hear.
Well, that's
you know what?
Good.
I'm going to give you someone else. Speaking of good luck, Timothy is the angel of good fortune.
Oh, yeah. He's hot.
They tell me he's around you, too.
Great. Good. I could use that. Thank you.
All right. You can use it. Well, tell me what you're going to do with it. Because if you can use it, I want to know. Share.
Well, hopefully get a job. I recently got laid off, so and I'm loving it. I'm loving having time. So this nurturing angel is perfect too, Serena, because I think I need to nurture myself right now.
Cool.
And
let me interrupt you just 1 second.
Sure.
Because when they talk to me, I have to say it. Corey, C-O-R-Y, is the angel of career development.
Ooh.
Okay.
Great.
So let him. He's the angel to talk to help you get that job.
Oh, perfect.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think it's going to be something entirely different, too, so I'm looking forward to it.
You know what? If you want it, it's going to show up.
Great.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to make it, Benny.
All right, we're going to make it.
We get everybody.
That's,
we're getting everybody
that's
today.
Right. We've got Dina. She's been waiting so patiently in Bellevue. I guess she's not shopping today. So.
Hi, Dina. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're okay. Does he know you or something?
No.
No, okay. But Bellevue has one of the best malls in the state.
I think you did a little psychic reading with her. Hi, Dina. How can we help you today?
I would like to know. I'm a children's author, and I am currently self-published, and it's been going great. But I want to know where I'm supposed to be going with this and who's kind of watching out for me.
Well, the angel to talk to is Rita. She's the angel of writing. Believe it or not, we have an angel for that. And then you need to get yourself out there. It's difficult to find a children's agent, but children's book agent. But it feels like, or literary agent, I guess you call it. That's the angle to go to. Have you tried that?
Actually, I'm waiting right now on somebody that we were connected with.
Okay, good. All right. Well, that's where they said you needed to go. So, well, let's just pray that works for you.
Right.
And let's see, who's the angel that's going to help you with that? Opportunity, where we started the show.
Right.
Christopher, angel of opportunity.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, Dina.
Yeah, good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Dina, can I ask you a question?
How can
people find out about your book?
www.pinkyandpeanut.com.
I love that.
Wait, what was it? Pinky and what?
PinkyandPeanut.com.
Is it peanut, P-E-A-N-U-T, like, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is my godchild's nickname, Peanut.
There you go. See, it's meant to be.
All right. PinkyandPeanut.com. I'm going to get all over that. I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
Hey,
We're so glad you called.
Send me a copy of the book, would you?
I will.
Okay, we'll see if we can get you on air.
So cool.
Oh, it's so cool. Pinky and Peanut. Who would have thought, Sue? We start out the show.
With opportunity, and we end with opportunity, and we're all spiraling up. That's it.
And, you know, we start the show smiling, and we end the show smiling.
That's great.
Get much better than that, does it?
No. This is so much fun.
Well, thank you for joining us here today. One last time, let's give out your info and your personal message for folks.
Okay. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net. My 800 number is 800-323-1790. And let's see, you can get the books at that 800 number, and you can talk to me, get consultations, and just start turning your life around. Also, one more thing, on the internet, there's a link to Angel Talk, which is my internet radio show, and you get lots of information you can download.
And it's very important to have the in front of Angel Lady, because if not, what happens, right. Sue?
You see somebody with a beehive hairdo.
There you go.
So it's theangellady.net.
The
and you
Angel
have to Lady. Do the .net.
You've got to do it. Wow, Sue, thank you so much for joining us here today. We're looking forward to your upcoming book and your continued success. Thank you for all that you do.
Okay,
all right, everyone. Yes. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, has been with the show since day one. It's through her support and your support for tuning in that we keep doing what we're doing. And boy, I tell you, we're just warming up for this year, Mr. Benny, don't you think?
Absolutely.
All right, everybody, make sure you get out there, smile at someone, and remember, you could always look in the mirror and smile. Your smiles are not for other people. They're for you as well. All right, everybody, we'll see you back here next time.